gets him, because some guys have to worry about that. You know, with him, I don't worry about it one bit, and that to me is invaluable. Oh, yeah. Tay is, he doesn't care about that at all. You know, he's the same way as I am. You know, he just wants to win. So, he'll have, sometimes he'll have 7 carries, 8 carries, and we win. He's the happy, his personality. He's the happiest guy in the locker room, And, that's why I love this team so much. And that's why I love this organization, is because all of our guys are like that. Everyone in there is just, man, we won. that's the ultimate goal. It doesn't matter if you have 100 yards rushing or 300 yards passing and we lose, you're just going to get questions about, why did you lose, the things that we're doing right now, we're heading the right way. And again, I can't say enough about Latavius. He is invaluable to this team, to this organization, and to me personally.
You said it was fun to watch those guys up front oppose their will.
Yeah. It shows us that we should be able to run the ball, against anybody. They're the best. They are. People argue if not one or two the best. They're amazing. Let's just, put that out there. They got one of the best players this league has ever seen on the edge, and on the other edge, they got another one. And on the secondary, they're loaded. The linebackers can run all day and they can hit. It's just, they got guys everywhere, and so I don't want to take away from them. I just want to give credit to our O-line for doing such a good job, because it's not something, because, again, they still made their tackles for loss. They made plays and things like that. But, you know going against their team, they're going to make plays, especially in the pass game, But the way that we continue to just trust and believe in our system and what we were doing, it was cool. Oh, it's huge. It was huge. I think you got to correct me if I'm wrong. We were up 10 at that point. To do that, especially with where the clock was, that's another thing, man. I'm still learning this game, but, I'm thinking about situationally now, you asked me that question my rookie year. I wouldn't have been able to say that to you, and that's, you get guys that know how to make plays at the right time and things like that. I mean, Khalil, he's top 5 pick for a reason. He's the franchise for a reason, and he'll get mad at me for saying that because we fight about that. But he made a big play for us.
One of the last touchdown drives, they had a couple of holding calls from their DB, pass interference call, put you guys on the 1, maybe a half. I don't know. It seemed like it was one after another.
Oh yeah.
And they were the ones trash talking the receivers. I think the receivers won on this play. What were your thoughts? What did you see when you made the throws?
Yeah. Yeah, they stole some from me today, because, we had some big pass plays out there that, if they don't get held, they're big touchdowns, so that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. There's things still out there, if teams are going to hold us, obviously they're not all going to get called. We just got to play through it, and that's what we were talking about on the sideline. That's stuff that me and Coop, talk about a lot, especially with how dynamic Coop is and he's learning this game. We talk all the time, like, look, man, you're a great player. You're going to get held, but we just got to play through it and, overcome it. So, I think that they stole a couple from me today, but that's all right. We won.
Thank you.